You're listening to SBS News.
For the last 6 weeks, Australia has been told to keep your distance. For Sam Peterson, it's not an option.
Yes, it's ironic that we are some of the most vulnerable, and yet we can't physically distance ourselves. I need support every day, and it would not be sustainable to have just one or two support workers working for me.
Ms. Peterson had an operation for a movement disorder when she was in her late 20s and had a stroke while she was under anaesthetic. She requires support workers throughout the day to assist with most facets of self-care. She says ideally she'd like to have a stock of personal protective equipment to maintain her safety and that of her support workers, but she hasn't been able to access it. The Summer Foundation's Dr. Di Winkler says she's not alone.
We found that only 7% of NDIS participants have access to all the PPE that they need. People don't know where to get PPE, they're concerned about the cost of PPE, they're not sure about when they need to use PPE and also how their support workers should be using PPE.
A national survey conducted by the Summer Foundation last month found 3/4 of respondents were concerned about where to get PPE, nearly half said the cost was an issue, and around a fifth said they were unsure how to properly use PPE. The NDIS guidelines state there is no requirement for workers supporting NDIS participants to wear surgical masks or other items of PPE unless their client has suspected or confirmed COVID-19. But Dr. Winkler says some aren't willing to take the risk.
Some people are definitely talking about cancelling essential supports and trying to manage without support workers because they're anxious about people coming into their homes because they can't self-isolate like everybody else.
The Summer Foundation has launched a website for people with a disability to order supplies online. Late last month, the federal government secured 60 million masks and other protective equipment for the national stockpile. NDIS participants can request supplies if they can prove they have a confirmed case of COVID-19 or can prove a lack of access from commercial stocks. The Health Department says in the last month, 60 PPE requests have been approved. The Summer Foundation wants the NDIS to subsidise a week's worth of PPE to all participants to ensure their safety and so they too can continue with life after the pandemic. Sam Peterson says although restrictions are beginning to roll back, the isolation is not over for people with a disability.
People with disability will need to protect themselves long after restrictions are lifted. It pains me deeply at the thought of the world going back to normal without us.
You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Abby Dinham, SBS News.